The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Yud Zayin. Today's daf is being studied in the Mishpat of Ram ben Esther, v'Hashem tenihenu. Began Aiden, amen. We begin today's daf on Tet Zayin Amud Bet. We are starting on the bottom line. Tanu Rabbanan Shelosha Hit'iman HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh Me'en HaOlam Haba. There are three individuals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a flavor of Olam Haba in this world. Elohim, Avraham, Yitzhak, V'Yaakov. How do we know that the Avot, Avotenu HaKadoshim, had a flavor of Olam Haba in this world? Avraham Dichtiv Be Bakol, Yitzhak Dichtiv Be Mikol, Yaakov Dichtiv Be Kol. What is the Bakol Mikol Kol? Rashi. Avraham Ketiv Hashem Merachet Avraham Bakol. So everything is including the flavor of Olam Haba. Everything. Bakol is the Berachah on everything. Yitzhak Ketiv Veochal Mikol. That he ate from everything. Again, also the word Kol. Yaakov Ketiv Vechi Yeshli Kol. Kelomar lo hasru shum tova. They were not lacking any good or any benefit, which includes the flavor of Olam Haba. The question is, Tosfot asks on the top, Tosfot, Tema le Rashba, Amay lo hashiv name Iyov, Ve'amad le'el ve'atonot ro'ot al yedehen, Melamed shetayimu HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'en Olam Haba. Remember that on yesterday's daf, that in Iyov's time, when his animals were plowing, the donkeys already were eating the growth that grew right away. And they said that that's not going to be in Olam Haba, where the growth is going to be immediate. So how come the Gemara doesn't list over Iyov that also had Olam Haba in his life? That was an exception. Iyov only had it in one item. Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, they had all the benefits of whatever Olam Haba is, they had it in this world. Comes the Gemara and continues. Shelosha lo shalat bahem yetzarara. There was three individuals that the yetzarara, for all practical purposes, did not rule over them. Elohim, these are them. Abraham, Yitzhak, v'Yaakov. Dichtiv behu, bakol, mikol, kol. Again, and everything. V'yesh omrim, af David. Some say even David a melech did not have yetzarara. Dichtiv v'libi, halal bikirbi. Hadashi says, Yitzri hara mit bikirbi. Halal is like a dead. Like a halal is a mit. So it's saying, libi, my yetzarara, halal bikirbi, was dead in my inside. Ve'idach, or the other rabbi, does not list David HaMelech, tsa'arehu deka metkar. That David HaMelech was just mentioning his tsa'ar. And she says, al libo mamashu mitra'im. Meaning on his heart itself, he was talking. Ve'omer shemet bekerbo merov tsarot. As if his heart is dead, because of all the troubles that he went through. So that's the machloket. I look at look at Rashi. I look at Tosfot. The last Tosfot. Shelosha lo shaltu behem yetzarara. En nefaresh shelo shalat klal. You cannot explain that they didn't have yetzarara at all. Dimken, he'ach kiblu alea egra. How can you say that they get reward? If you don't have yetzarara, you don't get reward. Ela keda amar. May dichtiv ragle hasidav yishmor. The pasuk says ragle hasidav yishmor. Kivan she'avar adam rov shenotav velo chata. Shuv eno chote. That when a person goes through the majority of his life without sinning, so then already shuv eno chote. So that's what it means when it says they didn't have. Of course they had a yetzarara, but after they got to a certain point, already borei olam protected them. Hachenam mekivan shera kadosh baruch hu sheyudu hakin atzman kol kach lehachrik min avera. Borei olam saw how much they makpid to push themselves away from the sin. Siyam kadosh baruch hu. So God helped them. Mikan ve'ilach shelo shalat be'mitzvah. So that was actually siyam. That was only after they controlled the yetzarah themselves. So then borei olam was helping them, like it says in the Gemara. Hasidav yishmor. Comes the Gemara and continues. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Shisha lo shalat bahen malach hamavet. There are six people, individuals, that the malach hamavet, the angel of death, did not rule over them. Ve'elu hen, Abraham, Yitzhak, Ve'yakov, Moshe, Aharon, Umiriam. Avraham, Yitzhak, Ve'yakov, again, how do you know the chtiv? Be'u bakol, mikol, kol. Again, that means they had every single benefit of life. And once already you're going to show me that Moshe Rabbeinu did not die by the Malach HaMavet, so that's obviously it's a benefit. So whatever benefit exists by anybody had to exist by Avotenu, because it says Bakol Mikol Kol, they had every benefit. So it says, Kol, Bakol Mikol Kol. Moshe Aaron and Miriam, how do you know those three? Dikhtib Bihu Al Pi Hashem. That they died Al Pi Hashem. That's called Mitat Nishika. From a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. So comes the Gemara and says, Veha Miriam lo ketiv ba'al pi Hashem. But if you look at Miriam, when she died, it doesn't say al pi Hashem, she didn't die mitat neshika. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Miriam name b'neshika meta. We know that she died mitat neshika. De'atya sham sham min Moshe. We have a gezira shava from Moshe. The Pasuk says, Vayavo'u b'nei Yisrael kol ha'eda midbar sin b'chodesh ha'rishon. And therefore it says, and then, and by Moshe also it says the word Sham. So therefore we make a Gezira Shava. So then why didn't it say it? Why do you have to have a Gezira Shava? Say it explicitly. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was Al Pi Hashem, saved by Miriam. It's not proper to say such a thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Neshika to Miriam. So it's not modest. So therefore, it's true, but Rabbanan Shiva lo shalat bahem rima v'tolea. There are seven that was not sholet bahem rima v'tolea. Rima v'tolea is the worms, the maggots when they died. Ve'eluhen Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov Moshe Aharon u'Miriam u'Binyamin ben Yaakov. So they ate Binyamin that his body was not decayed. Now, obviously, the first six, if they died al pi shechina, you don't have to bring me a proof. Of course, it's not going to be rima v'tolea. As she says, k'da amran, shemetu al pi shechina. Ve'en reuya rima l'shlot b'mi shenashak, shenashut m'shechina. Of course, if a person is kissed by the shechina, that's the way he died. There's no rima v'tolea. She'are en rima ba'ela mitipa mara ha'metaftefet m'sakino shel malach ha'mavet. When the malach ha'mavet comes and kills with his knife, that's where the decay comes from the residue of his knife that touches the person. So if you're not, if you're freed from the malach hamavet, so therefore you don't have that knife that touched the person. There's no decay. So anyway, Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov dechtiv bihu bakol mikol kol. We know that already. That all the benefits, and therefore there was no rimavet toda. Moshe Aaron Miriam dechtiv bihu api Hashem. That mitat neshika. We learned that already. Binyamin ben Yaakov dechtiv u'Binyamin amar yedid Hashem. He was considered the Yedid Hashem, was the close one, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yishkon Labetach Alav. And as a result, it says, when he rested in peace, Labetach, comfort, which means there was no Rimavet Tolea, Yishkon Labetach. He had Betach. She says, Yishkon Labetach Binyamin al Simichut Yedidut HaShekhinah. Because he was close to the Shekhinah, it did not affect him after he died. Ve'yesh Omrim, Af David. And some say, even David did not have Rimavet Tolea, Dechtiv, Af Pesari, Yishkon Labetach. The Idach, what does the other rabbi hold? That doesn't include David. He was praying, David. He was praying for it. Doesn't mean it happened. He was just praying that he should have a pleasant death. Look at Tosfot, the second Tosfot. Shiva, lo shalta behem rima. Tema l'rashba, techulihu tzadike named amar b'shabbat b'perek shoel. Many tzadikim, it says, that did not have rima v'tolea, did not get decay. Like it says, urkav atzamot ken'am. Mishyesh lo ken'am b'libo, asmotav nirkabim. Somebody that's envious or jealous, his bones decay. V'she'en ken'am b'libo, en asmotav nirkabim. So therefore, you see, there's many people that did not have. V'yesh lomar, t'yechol liyot, shelo yirkav v'yishlot bo rima. It's possible that he's not going to be decaying. Which means it's possible that you're not going to decay, but there'll be rima. Remember, we learned the story in Baba Metzia of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Remember, he said that they buried him in the attic, and his wife buried him in the attic, and there was like a worm or a bug that was coming out of his ear. But still, he didn't decay. So it's possible that you could have rima without decay. There's talking about over here where there was no rima at all. So comes the Gemara and continues, Arba'a metu be'otyo shel nahash. There were four people that died, not because they had sins. Be'otyo means ba'atzato. Only because of the advice of the snake. The snake gave advice to Adam and Chava to eat from the tree. As a result, he brought death to the world. And certain people, the only reason why they died was because of that, for that avon. Otherwise, they had no other avonot that would make them subject to death. Ve'eluhen, Binyamin ben Yaakov, which we'll see now. Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram Abi Moshe, Amram the father of Moshe, Yishai Abi David, Vechilav ben David. V'chuldehu Gemara. The Gemara says all of them is tradition. We have a tradition. Levad, Yishai Abi David. Besides the fact of Yishai, which is explicit. The Mefaresh Be'ekra. Because the Pasuk says, Dechtiv, Shemuel. Ve'et Amasa, Sam Avshalom, Tachat Yoav, Ala Saba. It says Amasa was placed as the general instead of Yoav, when Avshalom was taking over his father's, or rebelling against his father. So he fired Yoav, and he put instead Amasa. The Amasa ben Ish. Amasa was the son of a man. Ushmo Yitra ha-Yisraeli. Okay? And who is Yitra Yisraeli? Who is he with? Asher ba el Avigail. That was, went with Avigail. Who is Avigail? Avigal, I should say. Asher ba el Avigal. Bat Nahash. Avigal, the daughter of Nahash. Ahot Siruya, who was the sister of a fellow called Siruya. Em Yoav. That's the mother of Yoav. Yoav bin Siruya. Siruya was not his father. Siruya was his mother. Yoav bin Siruya. So Siruya had a sister. Siruya's sister was Avigal. And they were both the children of Nahash. So the Gemara says, Ve'achayotehem, Dichtiv. And we know that. Because Ve'achayotehem, Siruya, Ve'avigayil. Those were they were sisters, Suriya and Avigail. Oh, the Gemara says, Gemara question is, Ela bat mi sheme. So Gemara asks, Vichi bat Nahashi? What are you talking about? They were not the daughters of Nahash. Vehalo bat Yishai. They were the daughters of Yishai. Dichtiv b'chayotehem Suriya v'Avigail. And we know that the mother of Avigail was the daughter of Yishai. Em Avigail, again, Em Avigail, the mother of Avigail was the daughter of Yishai. So why is it referring to them as Nahash? He was not Nahash, he was Yishai. So the Gemara says, Ela bat mi shemet be'otyo shel Nahash. He's Nahash because he died by the advice of the snake. So they nicknamed Yishai Nahash. So that's really written explicitly in the Pasuk. Look at the end, like Rashi, be'otyo shel Nahash. They really shouldn't have died. That was the gezera that they made. That's talking about the family of Yishai, and you see Siruya v'Avigail, and right, I explained it wrong. Avigail was the daughter of Yishai. I don't know why I said the mother of Avigail. Avigail was the daughter of Yishai. Clearly, you had Avigail and you had Siruya. They were the daughters of Yishai. The Pasuk calls them the daughters of Nahash, because Nahash was Be'otosh of Nahash. Adran Alach Hashutafi. Now we begin the second Perek, Rezat Hashem. The Mishnah begins. Lo Yahpor Adam Bor Samuch Leboro Shel Havero Velo Shiach Velo Me'ara ולא אמת המים, ולא נברכת כובסין, אלא אם כן הרחיק מכותל חברו שלושה תפחים וסעד וסעיד. Okay, now let's go one step at a time on all these הלכות. First, what is a bor? Got to understand the cases first. A bor is a regular round cistern in the ground. You want to just see it, just so you have clarity. 241 in your Pirush Chais has the picture of a bor of mayim. So the deen is that when you have a bor that's filled with water, lo yachpor adam bor, you're not allowed to dig it Samuch leboro shel chavero. You're not to dig it next to your friend's bor. It seems when you build them next to each other, so it's going to weaken the wall of the friend's bor. So you have to distance it a certain amount in order that it should not affect the walls of his friend's bor. That's she. Lo yahpor bor shi'al me'aram mefurashim bebeba kama. All these things are explained. Bor agol. Okay, bor is round. Shi'ah aroch vekatzar. Shi'ah is 242. It's like a rectangular item. Rectangular bor. And me'ara is mekora bekirui. It has a roof. That would be like a bor underneath the ground that has like a roof on top of it with a hole where you draw the water. That's called the me'ara. So bor, shi'ah, and a me'ara. Okay, then you have the next item is velo amatamayim. We know that already. Amatamayim is just a regular irrigation ditch that's in the middle of the person's field. And then you have velo nevrechet kofsim. Nevrechet kofsim is where they used to wash the clothes. It's like a ditch with water in it. We used to wash the clothes. And as she tells us, interesting about nevrechet kofsim, hofer chafira merubaat beomek ama oyoter. They would dig a furrow in the ground, square-like, about amma deep. Umeg yishemim et kansim ba. And the waters would gather in this ditch. Lechabes bigdehem. Vehayu lahem shtayim. There was two ditches next to each other. Achat sheshorim et habegadim yom o yomayim betzuat kelavim. I don't know why they did that. But they would soak the clothes 1 or 2 days in the excrement of dogs. Vehi kiruya mehamsan. That pit was called mehamsan. The Gemara ba'achat she'mishavshefim ba. And then the other one, they would clean it. V'kiruya nadyan. So you see the picture over here. You have the mehamsan over here. That's where the tsu'at kelabim is. And then they have another area next to it, which is called the nadyan, where the water was. That's all called nevrechet hakovsin. Okay, in all those cases over there, what's the deen? Ela imken ilhik mekotel chavero shelosha tefachim. In all these cases, he has to keep away at least 3 tefachim. Now the question which means to his friend's board. Whenever you're going to build any of these underground items, you got to make sure that you keep it away at least 3 tefachim from the board of your friend. Now the Gemara is going to give 2 reasons for this. One is meshum she'etzem maaseh hafirat shel board, the actual digging of the board. When you dig, you bang into the ground. It weakens the ground itself. The whole ground shakes. The other guy's board, now his walls are going to cave in. That's one interpretation, like we're going to see on the Amud Bet. Umishum lahut. Hainu shamayim shemetokha board. Alim lechalchal metokha wazik lekotla board. The water, when you start digging a board, the water underneath now starts to go underground and weakens the board of the neighbor. And starts to loosen the walls. It's going to fall down. So therefore they put the reason is you have to have at least 3 tefachim away. Now, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ela imken, mepnei shehafira simucha labor machleshet kotle abor umarpe otam. So Rashi's giving one of the reasons of the Gemara. One of the reasons, like we said, is because the actual digging causes the walls of the friend's board to become weakened and softens them. Then the Gemara Mishnah says, Vesad Besid. Now, Sad Besid is that you put limestone. What does that mean? Et kotle hafiratan. Which means after you dig, you have to actually put a limestone on the side of the wall in order to support it. If you look in your pictures over there in 245, you see you have 2 boards, right? You have a board of, I guess, Reuven, and you have the board of Shimon. So it says, Shimon's board, he has to put limestone on the side of his board in order to fortify that wall. So he puts the seed over there. Besides the fact that you have 3 tefachim separating each board, it says that when you have, let's say, the 2 boards that are next to each other with the separation, hasid monea ma'amayim lechalchal me'abor lazik. It stops the water from going through, to seep through, and cause, let's say, damage to this over there. Okay. So it's vesad besid. Now, according to the Lashon of the Mishnah, we have a vav, vesad besid. Now, according to that, It's, you need both things. You need to meet the Fahim away from the other guy's board, plus you need to put a limestone on the side of the board. But the Gemara is going to question if it's an extra item or it's a separate item, which means maybe you need one or the other. Maybe you need three tefahim or sad besid. The Gemara is going to judge. But from our text in the Mishnah, it's clearly mashma v'sad besid. That is indeed both. Okay? Comes the Gemara, continues. Umarhikin et gefet v'ta zevel v'ta melach v'ta seed v'ta silaim mekotlo shel havero shelosha tefahim. A guy's piling up these items. So you want to pile it up in front of your friend's wall. Whatever you're going to pile up, you have to move away three tefachim, otherwise it's going to cause a damage to the wall. What are these items? So number one is gefet. As she says, psolet zetim. That's the refuse of the olives. After you press them in the press, so you have all that junk. Now these items over here, it seems, cause combustion. And therefore, if you leave it next to the guy's wall, it gets hot. And therefore, it can cause the wall to come down. Zevil is a regular waste, which also there's combustion there. Et melach, the same thing, the salt. Ve'et seed is limestone also. Ve'et silaim. That is interesting. That she says, avanim sha'ur yotze mehem. There's a special type of stones of some sort that there's like heat that comes out of them. Shikorim, she gives us the name, shikol elu kashim lechoma. All these are not good for the wall. Shemotzim habal, like heat comes out of all these items. Now just to get clarity, what type of rock is this? Avne esh, they refer to it as. Okay, it's the type of rock that says heat.
Flintstones.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah.
Okay. Mekolot, mekotosh l'chaver shat v'harim, sad besid. Now what's sad besid? They take out the o in the Mishnah, so just sad besid. Now how does that understand? So the way they understand that is if, let's say, you put limestone on your friend's wall, so then you could put the items closer, because the limestone protects the wall. So if there's limestone on the wall, so, or you put the limestone, I guess you have to get permission if you do such a thing, but if there's limestone or you put the limestone, then already you can put the gefet and the stuff even closer and keep the fine, because the limestone is going to protect it. Now we go to the next case of the Mishnah. מרחיקין הזרעים ואת המחרישה ואת מרגליים מן הכותל שלושה תפחים. Okay, when a person is planting, let's say, he cannot plant within three תפחים of his friend's wall. So I guess the seeds also going to weaken the ground and the roots, and it's going to cause the wall to be damaged. ואת המחרישה, when you're plowing, you have to distance to plow three תפחים ואת מרגליים, for that matter, urine, see the picture over here of the plow, at least. See the guy plowing over here when you pull the zera'im. Have to be at least 3 tefachim away from the wall, otherwise the ground is going to cause the damage to the wall. The last part of the Mishnah says, Umarhikim et arechayim shelosha min ha-shechav shehem arba'a min ha-rechev. Which means you have to take the millstone and keep a 3 tefachim away from the wall. But a millstone has two parts. The bottom part is wider than the top part. The bottom part is called the shechav. And the top part, which is indented a little, is called the rechev. So therefore, it's 3 tefachim from the wider part on the bottom, which is 4 tefachim away from the copper stone, which is called the rechev. Okay, that's when it comes to the millstone. And then the last case in the Mishnah is umarchikim et arechayim shehem arba'a min ha-rechev et ha-tanur shlosha min ha-kalya shehem arba'a min ha-safa. And the tanur, which is the oven, you see the picture 252, it goes that the oven on top is narrower and it gets wider on the bottom. So it's 3 tefachim from the bottom of the oven, which is called the kalya, which is 4 tefachim from the safa, which is narrower. It seems that the oven gets hot and it's going to cause a damage to the wall. Tosfot, if you look at 253, he learns that the tanur is a different shape. He learns the kalya is 3 tefachim. That's like the wider area, like we learned, but each has a different shape. And the safa is on top, which is narrow, which is 4 tefachim. In any event, that's the deen from the wall, because it's going to cause, from the widest point, it's just going to cause a damage. Okay? He's look at that. She just Now just catch up in Rashi's. Min a kotel lebanim sheltit. He's talking about a wall made out of tar, bricks. Habanot gabe karka belav bebor kashta. I'm talking about a regular wall now. Zira'im kashim la kotel. We'll see. Why machlisha marpet yisodo venofel. The blade of the plowing causes the foundation of the wall to get weakened and it comes down. Meraglaim mimasmesim et lebanim shem sheltit yavesh. It causes the bricks to become soft and they break. Rehayim kashin lakodesh shemenadin et hakarka begilgul habatato. That means when you're using the millstone, you're banging on the millstone. So the banging next to the millstone, next vibrate. To the wall, vibrates and causes it to come down. Min hashechavi arechayim hatachtona, that's the lowest stone. Harechavi alyona rochevet alzu, that's the top stone. Vikitzara tefach min hatachtona, that's narrower by a tefach. Vetatinu shosham min hakaliyah, tanur kili heresu, it's made out of pottery, the tanur. Sarufa kibshan, that was made in the kibshan, the fire. Kishar kederot upiv lemagalav abal kovo ba'aris. When you put the oven in the ground, bone ba'aris binyan tit ve'abanim. Like you see, the base of it is made out of stones. That's where they would base the oven. Shiulo lebasis u'moshivin oto alav shlo yitztanenu shulav achmat karka. You don't want the base to get hot from the karka, so they put like these rocks on the bottom. V'oto binyan asu b'shipu arachan min lemala, sorry, min lemata, it's wide on the bottom, the katsar min lemata, sorry, the katsar min lemala, and narrow on top. K'midat ha'tarur ha'tachtona karui kalya, v'edyona karui safa, k'loma sifat ha'kalya, sifata ha'lyona, v'fi ha'shem, lo sh'natru kashir ha'kotel, because since there's heat that's coming out of the tanur, then we have to put it away from the kotel at least 3 tefachim. Comes the Gemara begins. Patach bebor umesayem bakote. Right? Which means the Mishnah opened up by a person separating his bor from his friend's bor, 3 tefachim. What was the first part of the Mishnah? Lo yachbor adam bor samuch leboro shel chavero. So you're going from one bor to the other. Then when he gave the other cases, he said, El Shia, Anar Me'ara, Amatamayim, Nevrechet Akovs, Yenakin, Hik Mekotel Havero. Where'd you get the Kotel? We're talking about a bor. In the end of the Mishnah, you jumped from 3 of your friend's wall. A wall is mashma above ground. The bor is below the ground. Make up your mind. You're talking about the wall of a bor, or you're talking about an above ground wall. Look at that she. Patach Bebor, Samuch Leboro Shel Havero. Ve'adar Siyem, then you tell me, Elakin, Hik Mekotel. You should have finished the Mishnah said, unless you distance from the bor. You open up the bor, talk about a bor. Because from the word kotel, kotel is mashma at above ground wall. So therefore, why would you say the word kotel? You should have said the word bor. So skip the parentheses. Amar Abaye v'etim Rav Yehuda mekotel boro shaninu. When it says kotel, it doesn't mean the above ground wall. It means the kotel of the bor. כלומר, רשי, היי כותל דקטרי מכותל בורו כאמר. שאפו קרוי כותל. Which is talking about from the wall of the bore. So Gemara says still, ולתני, אלא אם כן נדחיק מבורו של חברו שלושה תפחים. Still, why did you have to say the word כותל at all? Just tell me the words that as long as you're distance from your friend's board, three תפחים. רשי, ולתני מבורו של חברו, ואני ידעת את המקוטל כאמר. And I'll know it means from the wall of the bor. דאם מחלל בורו כאמר. Because if you're talking about from the actual bor itself, from the space of the bor, אין זה כונס לתוק שלו כלום. ופעמים שהוא סותר אף קוטל חברו, אם הוא רחב משלושה. What's she telling us over here? So that she's telling us like this. אם היה שונה התנא מבורו, if the Torah just went around, if the Mishnah went around, 3 תפחים from the bor, we would know automatically it's 3 תפחים, not from the bor, it's 3 תפחים from the wall of the bor, and the wall of the bor, by the way, is 3 תפחים, so therefore, 3 תפחים from that, so altogether it's going to be 6 תפחים away, the wall of the bor is going to be 3, now, which we'll see the Gemara clearly in a second, but the question is that she's asking, now, why, if it just would have said board, I have a problem. Because maybe if it just would have said board, I would think that you count from the actual board itself, from the opening, from the hole. So you need to say the word kotel. What's the Gemara saying? Litni boro. Kotel is vital. If you tell me it's from the wall of the board, so that's very necessary. So atam lekaku, like this. המשנה בוודאי עוסקת בבור שהיה מרוחק לפחות שלושה תפחים מהמצר.
Okay, we're talking about off the bat, you have a board that's three tefachim away from the from his friend's border, from his friend's field, let's say.
Shene sevara notenet shegam harishon shebaa lachfor et boro chayav lachfor shlosha tefachim.
Right, the guy is going to build a board. Mr. Ma is going to build it, let's say, three tefachim away from his friend's field. Now,
ela el ilu shlosha tefachim shesheni sarik larchik.
Now, the second guy now is building a board. Now, that's our mishnah. There's a board existing already. Second guy has to keep away three tefachim
from the first board.
If you're saying it goes from the halal of the board, from the actual bor, you know, the opening of the bor itself,
lo ayu shum nafka mina b'din ha-mishnah.
There's no nafka mina in the din.
Share kol makom b'rishuto shel sheni meruqat lefachot shloshat tefachim b'rosh tefachot.
Anywhere that he's going to put it on his property is three tefachim away. Because by the first guy probably built the three tefachim away. So once you build it on your property, automatically it's going to be three tefachim away from the other guy's bor. Once the first guy distanced it three tefachim away, so build it wherever you want. Even build it on any part of your property. What is the Mishnah to tell me? As long as you're marhik three tefachim, you don't got to tell me that. Just tell me, put it on your property. Once you're going to put it on your property, mistama, you're going to be within the right distance. The second guy is able to build it on this border. Let him build it right up to the borderline. Because you have three tefachim away.
יתרה מכך, more than that, אם הראשון כנס בורו יותר משלושה תפעים לתוך לשוטו,
if let's say the first guy,
he put his board more than three תפעים into his לשוט, נמצא שאם ירחיק השני שלושה תפעים מחלל הבור,
if the other guy is going to move three תפעים away from the חלל הבור,
בורו יהיה בתוך לשוטו של ראשון.
It's going to be on the Uven's property. Again, if you tell me three תפעים away, let's say the first guy, the Uven, put his board deep into his field. So you tell me, and the Shimon comes to build a board, you should marhik three tefachim. If you're going to be marhik three tefachim, you're going to be on the Uven's property. So then what's the case in the Mishnah? So if you just would have said mechalal abor, I know it cannot be mechalal abor. I know it had to be the wall of the board. Because if it's the halal of the board, again, now she's just trying to answer a question. You're telling me, just say board. Just say board, and I know it's the wall. Anom means the wall of not the board itself. Why? Maybe I think it's the board itself. Look at Rashi's lashon now.
Velitim beboro shel chavero mechal now. Ve'anayadara the mekotel kama.
Anom means from the wall, not from the actual board itself.
De'i mechalal boro kama. It means from the actual halal. En ze kones letok shelo klum.
He doesn't have to go. The second guy Shimon doesn't have to build the board on his property. He can build it right at the border.
ופעמים שהוא סותר אף כותל חברו אם הוא רחב משלושה.
And sometimes he's actually going to knock down the wall if it's wider than three. What's that point of Rashi? He says over here,
right, אם הראשון כנס את בורו יותר משלושה תפחים.
Which means, let's say, his board is what? Wider than three tefachim? It's
the wall?
No, not the wall, the board itself. If you're going to put it in a certain place that's closer than three tefachim,
I just want to know what Rashi says at the end there. Rashi says, the last part of Rashi. Upe'amim, right? Upe'amim shu soter af kotel havero.
Sometimes it's going to be, if you're going to go within three, you're actually going to knock down the wall of the bor.
Why? Im hu rachav mishlosha.
If it's wider than three. What does that mean? So he has it over here, by the way. Look at the picture on 254. 254 is bet. Means, what she's saying over here is, and sometimes the guy, the Uven, let's say, is going to put his board, let's say, four tefachim away from his property. Meaning he's going to build it on his property, four tefachim away from the Shimon's property. So he's going to go, so now when Shimon comes, he read our Mishnah. You got to go at least three. So going with the three is going to knock the friend's wall down. Because he's going to go on his friend's property. Again, if you're reading the Mishnah, literally, you got to be three. So sometimes the Uven is going to build this board on his property more than four, more than three away from the borderline. That's the Kotel, the borderline. And this guy, Shimon, reads the Mishnah. Oh, you go go three. Go three away, good. So he's going to build it close to the border, and he's going to go over the border. He's still three away, but he's going to break the guy's wall down. So it cannot be that. So for sure, just by telling me the word bor, I know that it doesn't mean the actual border. It means from the wall of the bor. So why did the Mishnah have to say kotel? And you got to tell me, oh, kotel means the kotel of the bor. Just say bepora, and we know it's about the kotel. That's what she's trying to tell us. The Gemara is trying to tell us. So the Gemara says, you know, it's telling us a chadush over here. Kamash ma'alan, the kotel bor, shloshat tefachim. The chadush of the Mishnah, that's the point. To tell me that stam kotel of a bor is three tefachim. The thickness of the wall of a bor is three tefachim. Nafka mina, you know why you have to know that? Lemekach umimkar. For business. If you go now and sell your friend the bor, so the wall's got to be at least three tefachim. And if the walls of the bor are not three tefachim, so then it's a mekach taut, kedetanya. Ha'omer lachavero, bor vekotea ani mochelech. I'm selling you the bor and its walls. Sarik shia kotesh shelosha tefachim. So the wall has to be exactly three tefachim. Look at Rashi. Hakamash ma'alan, b'may, I just got to go tabach over here, b'may diktani. The fact that it said in the Mishnah, mikotel boro, that you count the three tefachim from the kotel of the bor, lamad nubasha kotel boro shel rishon, mila kol shlosha tefachim, sheuska gamu l'archik ben ha-metzar. Which means, the first guy, Reuven, not his bor is three tefachim from the border. The wall, which is from the wall, from the border, three tefachim is going to be wall, then the bor comes. So the thickness of the wall is between the border and his bor. So you have a three tefachim wall of bor. That's what it means. Umimai, midiktari shahafirot halalo shel ze, אינה מופלגת מקוטלו של זה אלא שלושה תפחים שהוא כונס לתוק שלו. נמצא ששלושת התפחים שכנס גם זה לתוק שלו, הקוטל מלאם משמין את שיעור רוחב קוטל בור. Okay, which means, basically what's coming out is, when the Mishnah is saying you need three תפחים, is the פשט three תפחים, you have a בור, the wall of the bor goes out three tefachim. That takes you to the wall. And now, when the other guy is going to start building his bor, he'll have three tefachim of wall on his bor, and then the actual bor comes. So between bor to bor, per se, it's six tefachim. It's three of wall, then you have the bor aligned, and then three of wall, and then the bor. So they have two bor. So the hadush is that the bor, but from the fact that the Mishnah uses Lashon Kotel, it teaches me that the Kotel of the bor, the thickness of the wall of a bor, has to be 3 tefachim. Kamina lemekach umimkar. Nav kamina is for business, right? Vim tomar, minalan, how do we know shekotel arishon hu havi shiur harachakam min ha-metzar vehalo לא היה לחברו בור סמוך למצר. Which means, who told you that the first guy had to go three tefachim away off his property? When he built his bor, Reuven, there was another bor over there. So why? How do you know that he was marchik three? Seemingly, she could have went up to his property line. Upeligi ba Abaye v'Rava. And by the way, we're going to see now in a minute. It's a machloket between Abaye and Rava. In that case, could you go up to the line itself? Clearly, Abaye is the first guy that builds. He can go right up to the line. So then, if you're telling me that, where are you telling me that it's three tefachim of a wall? Maybe he went up straight to the border like Abaye holds. Tarit Hashaminin le Abaye gufe tukme keshebao lachfor bebat achat. The case where they came together, Reuven and Shimon came together. Say it on the Mishnah. Reuven and Shimon are coming together to build borot in their respective fields. Even Abaye agrees. When they're both coming together, see, Abaye's logic is that when I'm coming first, I was here first. I can do whatever I want. I don't gotta, you're coming second. You got to go six tefachim away then. You got to move six tefachim away. If I'm coming together with you now, so both of us divided. So I move 3 to 5 away off the property line, have a wall of 3 of board, you move 3 to 5 off your property line, which is 3 to 5 of wall, and then everybody goes in their own place.
No, both have to put limestone in this case. If they're both doing it together.
Okay, so again, if coming out, they both have to put limestone to protect themselves.
Just the one guy has to.
Okay, so, because they're both together. Good point. You're right, because who's more high up than the next? Who's more high up? Unless you learn that it's talking about all limestone. If you're learning ore, so it's either do 3 or
limestone
for both of them, no problem. Okay, very good. Okay, so that's already enough kamina. So again, we have to learn the case of Torah as a clarity again. The case in the Mishnah is according to Abaye, the way we're going to learn it, that normally says you can go up to the border. If you're the first guy, if you're the Uven, you're allowed to go up to the borderline. So the Hadush of it is, but if you're coming together, the Uven and Shimon put respective boards next to their property lines, so they both have to be Marhik, 3 tefachim, which is really the shiur of the size of the kotel, and the Hadush is nafkamina to tell me that that's the shiur. When you're selling a board, you got to give him a board that's at least that thick. Okay, comes the Gemara now and discusses the Mahlok and Abayin Rabba. Itmar, haba l'smoch betzad ha-mitzar. Oh, here's the case. Guy wants to put a board on his border. Uven wants to come build a border on his border. Abayin Amar, sumich. Abayin says, go to the border. No problem, go up to the line. The Rabba Amar, eno sumich. Rabba says, no, you can't. Rashi, haba l'smoch borot tehillah. He wants to build his board initially. Betzad ha-mitzar. V'lechavero en sham board. There's no other board over there. No man's coming alone. So Gemara explains, v'sadeh ha-asuya le-borot. If it's fields, that generally the custom is to build borot on those fields, meaning it's sadeh betashelachim. Those type of fields need irrigation. There's certain fields where you know you're putting a borot on it because it doesn't sustain from the rains. So if it's a field that's normally where you put borot, devrei kol eno somech, then everybody holds you cannot go up to the borot because you know Shimon's going to put a borot. So therefore, when you're building your borot, you can't say, well, I came first. You know the guy's putting a borot there. So you got to move 3 away. And just like he has to move 3 away. In that case, everybody agrees, since you know he's putting a board, they could set a type of field like that, for sure the first guy's got to move 3 away. Keep el hige, besadeh she'ena asuya leborot. The mahlok it is on a field that normally does not need irrigation. Abaye amar somech. Why? Teha ena asuya leborot. I can go up to my borderline. I don't have to assume that you're putting a board in your field, because the field doesn't need borot. I came first, there was no board on the other field, I go up to the borderline. You want to put a board now? Then you got to move 6 tefachim away. When Shimon's going to put his board now, he's got to move the 6 tefachim. Rava Amar, eno sumech. Rava says, I'm sorry. You cannot put your board, even on that case, where the fields are not normally for borot, you cannot put it up to the border. Why? Exactly. Just like you changed your mind and you put a board on your side, I changed my mind and I put a board on my side. Which means, just like normally on your side, it's not normal to put a board. But you put one, so I'm putting one also. I'm just like you. So therefore, you can't go up to the borderline. So the Hadush is according to Rava, you always got to be 3 tefachim off the border. Abaye says, no, in a field that's not normally where you put borot, you can go up to the border, and then the other guy's got to go 6 tefachim away. That's really the Rashi now. Ha'asuyal de borot. Okay, go on. Bet ha'shelachin, shesnikal ha'shkot tadir. Okay, that's a field that needs irrigation. Okay, continue. Ika de amre, we have another version of this. Besadeh she'ena asuyal de borot. In a field that's not normally you put borot in it, devrei ha'kol somech. Everybody else can go up to the border. According to this version, even Rava is going to say, if you don't normally put borot, Reuven, the first guy, can go up to the border. He doesn't got to assume that Shimon is going to put a board. Ki peligi besadeh asuya leborot. The machloket is dafka in the field that normally is having irrigation. Abaye amar somech. Abaye says, even though you should really assume that the other guy is going to put a board over there, but you came first. Afilu l'rabbanan, even according to the rabbis, de'amre, marchikini ta'ilan minabor, osim v'chamesh amah, There's a board already existing. Halakha says you want to plant a tree. You got to plant your tree 25 amma away from the board because the roots go underneath the ground and they're going to root the board. Even according to that opinion that says you got to be concerned not to plant the tree. That's because at the time that you planted the tree, the board was there. But here at the time that Reuben dug his board, there wasn't a board on the other side of the fence. So if you can go up to the fence. Understand Abaye's logic? Abaye says, who comes first? I came first. Even though you got to assume Shimon's going to put a board there also, by the way. Because it's a field that needs borot. But you know what? I came first. It's not my problem. I build it up to the fence. And once I get up to the fence, now Shimon comes along and says, I want to build my board. I was like, I can build it. When I built it, you weren't here. I can do whatever I want. Oh, but what do you mean? The rabbis say that you're not allowed to build the tree next to my board. Yeah, because your board was there. But when I came to build my board, there was nothing there already. Therefore, you go up to the fence, and then Shimon's got to move 6 to 5. That we learn according to Rabbanan. That you cannot go up to your borderline always. Even when you're building a tree, you're planting a tree, you got to go 25 amma into your property line to keep it away from the guy's board. We don't say, hey, I'm on my side, you're on your side. We see that you got to be concerned about this. That's only talking about because why? Because the board was there already when the guy was planting his tree. But over here, when the Oven was building his board, there was nothing there. Therefore, we can go up to the line itself. Rava Amar Eno Somech. Rava comes along and says, you cannot. Now, what's the reason why you cannot go up to the line? V'afil Rabbi Yose da Amar. Even according to Rabbi Yose that says, Ze chofer betoch shelo v'ze noteh betoch shelo. Rabbi Yose's opinion was, when there's a border over there, and you want to plant a tree, you can plant it up to your border. You go up to your border, even though the border was there. Rabbi Yose says you can put the tree up to the border. Oh, so why does Rava say you can't put your board up to the border? So it says, "Hani midi atam de beidna de kanata litnu lisharashav de maskela." Because when you're planting your tree, the damage is not immediate. What's Rabbi Yose's logic? When I plant my tree, there's no roots immediately. So I plant the roots come later on. So it's a gerama like. I'm not causing the damage immediately. Right? Lisharashav de maskela lebor. Aval hacha amale kol mara umara de kam mahyat. But here, the guy can come along and say, every dig that you're digging into the board, you're ruining my land. Which means, and Abbas says, you can never go to the guy's border, because you're ruining my wall. My wall on my borderline. So therefore, Abbas says, if it's a wall that normally people put borot on it, Abbas comes along and says, you got to be marhik. Why? Why can't I go to the wall itself? What do you mean? Rabbi Yose allows me to go to the wall itself. When I'm planting trees, I'm allowed to go to the wall itself. Yeah, because when you're planting a tree, the damage is not immediate. The damage is not immediate, even though the board was there. It takes time for the roots to go under the ground. Mashiach, here, when you're going to go up to the wall, every time you're banging the ground, you're weakening my wall. So therefore, Rabbi says, you can never go, according to this version, you can never go up to the borderline. You always have to be barchik. Shosha amot. Now, let's read Tefachim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Litneu l'shirashim. Ela sofanchit pashtu. But at the end, later on, it's going to go out. Asim b'chamisha amma v'yaziku et kotlei abor. Tarfitli shehu mar'edet v'nadam machmat amakah. Exactly. It trembles. Every time you're banging on the board, you're trembling, the whole karkan, the wall's going to break. So now the Gemara comes and starts with its questions. Tenan, we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah comes along. Now, by the way, look at Tosafot for a second. Look at Tosafot. Abaye Amar Somech. Omer Ri, the Neshtel Neshonot Abaye Amar Somech. Abaye says you go up to the wall, right? Up to the border. Imbak Ehad Lachpor Bor Lachar Mikan Tzrichu Larchik Kol Shisha Tefachim. Very important, remember that. According to Tosafot, the second guy that comes, he's got to go the whole 6 Tefachim. You don't say, just let him go 3 Tefachim. No, which is, it seems that the Hakamim wanted 6 tefachim between each board. So normally you split it. He gets 3, his board is 3 walls, the 3 walls split. But once I come first, in the case of Abaye, well, I can go up to the borderline. So now your problem is on you. You got to make sure that you marhik 6 tefachim away. That's why Tosfos understands, the way that she's understanding as well. The Gemara now has some questions. Tana, we learned in our Mishnah, Lo yahpor adam bor. Samuch leboro shel chaveru. Now, obviously, we're talking about there's a board already there, right? There's a board already in the field. So you cannot build a bor next to your friend's bor. Ta'ama di'ika bor. That's only because there's a bor there already. Then we tell you, you got to move away. Tifalim. Ha'lekabor. Mashmada, if you were the first guy there, somech, you could put it right at the borderline. Bishtama la'ach lishna. De'amart. According to the version that said, if it's a type of field that normally you don't put borot, so the first guy can go up to the border, and it's going according to everybody. Which means, according to the version that said, in a field that normally you don't put borot, and everybody holds, you can go up to the border, because I don't have to assume the other guy's going to put a bor, so therefore I can learn the Mishnah very simply.
That there was a
board. Since there was a board, that's why I have to be marhik. But if there wasn't a board, I go up to the board because it's talking about a field that normally you don't put borot. Therefore, according to Abaye and Rabbah, the Mishnah makes perfect sense. Right. However, ena lehaklish. Now, but according to the version that said, the amra besadeh she'ena asuya leborot peligi, that their machlot is even in the case where what? That's she'ena asuya leborot. So therefore, according to Lava, even in a field that's ena asuyal de borot, you gotta move back. Bishtama la Abaye niha. Abaye, the Mishnah is okay, because the Mishnah will say you can go only because there was a board there. You gotta move, but if there was no board, go to the border. Ela le Rava kasha. But according to Rava, how's he gonna learn the Mishnah? Lechaora, if he was the first guy there, according to Rava, the Mishnah's diuk is wrong. Because the Mishnah is the Yukas, if he was the first guy to go up to the border. But it's wrong. According to Rava, you got to go 3 Tevachim back. Amalekha Rava. Rava, I'll tell you the answer to that. Ha itmar ala. We learned already. Amar Abaye v'etima Rav Yehuda mikotel boro shaninu. We told you this already. When the Mishnah said from the board, it didn't mean from the bor itself, the whole of the bor. It meant from the wall of the bor. So therefore, if you learn the Mishnah like that, look at Rashi. Ha itmar ala mekotel boro shaninu v'lamadu ba she'af harishon uskak me'arik kede kotel shu shoshat tefachim, which means the first guy always has to be marhik 3, because the wall is at least 3. So therefore. Let's review the diuk. Our question was, the Mishnah says, the bor. You have the bor, you got to be marhik 3 tefachim. Oh, that's because there was another bor there. Mashra, if there's no bor, go to the border. Oh, that's a question against Rabbah. Because Rabbah, even if he's the first guy there in a field that does not have borot, that doesn't sustain the borot, you got to go 3 tefachim away. And what's the Gemara's answer to that question? That when the Mishnah said, to be marhik, it was talking about the Mishnah taught us that the size of a wall of a board is 3 tefachim. So automatically be 3 tefachim. If when you build a board, that's what a board is. So therefore, even if you're the first guy there, you're going to be 3 tefachim away because the kot of the board is 3 tefachim. V'etim ha'rav Yehuda v'nigam b'kot ha'boro shaninu. When it said kot el havero, the pshar in the Mishnah was the kot of the board. So the Mishnah is really going like Rabbah. Because the Mishnah's mashma that the first guy also that's coming has to go at least a shiur of a kotel, which is 3 tefachim, like we said above. You always got to go with 3 tefachim. That's goes without saying. Okay, comes again what it says. Ika de amre. We have another version. What's the aleph? Ika de amar tenan lo yahpor adam bor samuch le borosh chavero. Okay, that's our Mishnah. Person should not dig a board next to his friend's board. Ve'itmar ala, and we learned already on that. Amar Abaye ve'itmar avidam mekotel boroshaninu. Oh, by the way, it starts off with that interpretation, and we understand that when it says board to board, it means that from the kotel of the board. So therefore, automatically we know that you always have to have a 3 tefachim space. Bishtamar la'klishna de'amab b'sadeh asuya leborot. If you learn the Mishnah talking about a field that normally you put borot, devrei akol eno somech. Everyone has to keep the distance. Matnitim b'sadeh asuyal leborot. The Mishnah is talking about a field that has normally put borot, and therefore that's where you have to go 3 tefachim away. Which is, it's a field that normally sustains borot, and therefore you got to go 3 tefachim of kotel, and he has 3 tefachim of kotel, so that's very good. You cannot go to the border. And after shnah damah b'sadeh asuyal leborot pedik. But if you say that even in a field that is normally you put borot, Then you go up to the wall. Bishtamal Rava Niha. According to Rava, it's good because you have to have the tefahim of wall to separate between the two borot. And then Abaye Kasha. But according, and this was what we said earlier. According to Abaye, how do you learn the Mishnah? Because Abaye said that even a wall, even a field that normally you put borot, the first guy that gets there can go to the border. But and now Mishnah's master, the first guy that gets there, you always have to have the three of wall. This is what we saw in the Nashi earlier. Matnitin shebau lachpor bebat achat. You have to learn the Mishnah saying where they came simultaneously, which means Abaye will agree. Abaye will say, if you came first to Uven, even though it's a field that normally you put board on, and you got to assume Shimon's going to put a board. I came first. You came second, you do the six yourself. But if they both came together, they both come to the field at the same time with their shovels, what are you doing? I'm digging a board. What are you doing? I'm digging a board. Oh, simultaneously. Then, of course, then you have to be Marhik 3, then you have to be Marhik 3 itself. And that's the way Abaye will understand the Mishnah. According to Rava, they're very, very easy. That once when the Mishnah is always telling you, you have to eat the Tefahim of all, so even if Reuven came first, Reuven's the first guy there, you got to have to eat the Tefahim of all. And then when Shimon comes, you have to eat the Tefahim of all. According to Rava, you can never go to the actual borderline, because you have to have three tefahim of the wall. And that was the hadush of the Mishnah. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.